What's the real McCoy? We want to make that award today on the show. So we thought, okay, you know, in terms of things that we've been asked where to go, what to taste, what to see, what to do. A lot of people have said things like Akrabi's Falls, which we did 2 years ago. We went back to that part of the show. And a lot of people as well have said Kimberley Mines, the big hole, right? You kind of got to go check that out. We did that too back in 2017. And if you missed that experience, let me transport you back there now. Check this out.
The big hole is 146 years, okay, in existence, okay. In the beginning, this place here was a farm called Voorheidsig Farm, owned by two brothers, Diederik and Jacobus de Beers. Now, on the 16th of July, 1871, over 40,000 miners came here with picks and shovels. They dug by hand up until 240 meters, okay. The upper level was called the Yellow Grounds. Now, as time went on, they saw the yellow grounds are unproductive. So in 1892, they introduced the headgear.
Has the headgear at the back. Can you see it?
Yeah. Wow. Now, the headgear was based that side, among the trees. Now, the headgear dug deeper, 1,097 meters. Out of the big hole, they took about 14.5 million carats of diamonds. Now, the building with the green roof, can you see it? That building is 129 years old. It was built in 1888 by Cecil John Rhodes. That is De Beers. On the far right, that beige building with no windows, that is the HOH, the Harry Oppenheimer Sorting House. So it's where all the diamonds. Now, Harry Oppenheimer's father, Ernest Oppenheimer, came to Kimberley in 1902 when Mr. Rhodes passed away. Ernest became the mayor of Kimberley in 1929. He became the chairman of De Beers. Ernest passed away in 1957 at the age of 78. Now, the water before you, it's not the rain water, it's ground water. The level of the water is 41 meters. Okay, underneath the water is the fallen rock and the solid blue grounds. Diamonds are found down there in the solid blue grounds. Okay, where the water is, that is the volcanic pipe. To show you, there was a volcano in Kimberley many, many years ago, 90 million years ago. But the formation of a diamond happened down there. Okay, now, they stopped mining here on the 14th of August, 1914, due to the First World War. Okay, not because there are no diamonds. There are possibly still diamonds in the big hole. My suggestion that the two of you quickly jump in to go look for them. All right.
Mad Money damn near jumped in. Let me tell you something. He thought his ship was going to come in. He thought he's going to be on Easy Street. Didn't find anything, though. We're taking you back to the Kimberley Mines, the Kimberley Hole, right? One of the best places, one of the real McCoys to see when you're in the Northern Cape. Something that we're very lucky to have in South Africa. It's a big part of our history. We're going to continue. If you've done the tour before, you'll know what I'm about to speak about. But they take you down in a mine shaft all the way to the bottomless pits of that big hole. And it was scary for somebody like me who's got claustrophobia. Let's do that. Let's relive that experience, shall we? Next.
We all love the end of the month until we realize that a whole new month just started. Don't let the middle of the month